Yeah, let's do it.
Sorry to be a jerk.
Hello. John. Oh, welcome.
Hey.
Welcome to a season of limited appeal, possibly even this season of limited appeal. Welcome to the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
Take two.
Oh, yeah.
He's a stinky one.
And you know what? I'm going to have William Shatner spin the tunes.
Okay.
Take two. I mean, he may be a zombie. I'm not sure. So, Venom.
He's from Star Trek.
What?
just feeling in the audience there.
I had nothing to say, so I should have. That's some value. So this is possibly a brand new segment called Am I Wrong About This?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Luke, correct. The topic, one right. Word.
Okay, now we have a new topic.
I wrong about this?
Okay, so I don't know if you know, but I'm a fan of the zombie genre in movies and TV shows.
The Last of Us, that type of thing.
Oh, I haven't seen The Last of Us. Is it good?
What?
I
liked it. It's one of the only zombie things that I've seen. And some of it was filmed in Calgary, so that was pretty cool.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I actually saw the building that I work in at one point.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Anyways.
So I was thinking the other day, when faced with a zombie apocalypse, like especially like the old school, you know, the slow moving zombies, wouldn't it make sense to always go for the Achilles tendon first? Like, you know, everyone does the headshot, try and kill the head. But if you're just going around hitting Achilles all day, these things can't move anymore. Once you're safe, you can just go back to these incapacitated ones, go after the head. Because if you keep going for the head, you know, like, it's just too risky. Your weapon can get lodged in the skull. You can't get it out, so you're stuck. Or, you know, just getting through the skull is a problem if you got to kill the brain.
I have a couple of questions about this.
Okay.
First of all, what's your weapon?
Machete.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if you have a gun, it's going to be very hard to hit the Achilles.
Or get the gun lodged in the skull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I think guns.
I was confused by this.
They put guns in the shows a lot, but I think that's not reasonable because you just would run out of ammo too quick. That a gun isn't a long-term weapon that you could use.
Yeah. I think the other challenge then, so you got a machete. If this thing is, it's great if it's facing away from you. You've got all kinds of access to the Achilles. If this thing is coming at you, somehow getting a swing in at the Achilles is pretty difficult, I think. There are lots of other things to hit first. Yeah.
Well, what if you hit the quad? Would they still be able to walk?
No.
So even that would work. A leg shot.
Yeah, maybe.
If the weapon hits the leg and stops, yes, you may have cut some things. But the weapon is now sitting in your lap. This guy can grab the weapon. It's right in front of him. He's got two functioning arms.
Well, I don't think it would get lodged, though, as easy as if you go for the head. Because it's a lot of muscle. You wouldn't have to swing as hard, so you're less likely to get it lodged as well.
So you're just trying to do a swipe on the leg.
Yeah,
get it out of the way.
Like I just picture it, you know, wandering around, you're just swiping away everywhere at the legs.
Swiping away at legs.
Take all of them down right away. and then clean up the mess after.
If you're that close and you hit it in the leg and it drops to the ground, but it's still got, you know, functioning arms and head, it feels like it's just going to tear at you with the arms and teeth and whatnot. So I think part of the reason for going for the head is like you're just like killing this thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. So like you do the leg stuff till there's no more danger around you. They're all lying down or like stuck in one spot. And then maybe you come out with a spear or something, finish them off in the head.
What about
where did the spear suddenly come from?
You probably need a finishing weapon. Like the machete, it'll take a while, right? But once they're down, you can take your time.
Then. So you got a machete in one hand and a spear in the other? Is that the
Well, idea? No, it's probably in your on your back or something.
Backpack?
Yeah. Your spear holder.
But what about the hand crawling?
That's what I mean. I feel like you take out the legs and they're still going to come at you with the arms and the teeth.
Well, that's a good point.
I think the problem is if you have one of them, I think this is a great approach. If you do have 10, I think you're basically just fucked.
Well, I disagree. I think with one, you could go straight for the head.
Oh, okay.
I've been thinking about the mode of transmission, right? Because the whole thing about zombies is you get infected, right?
Yeah.
So actually, that's the thing you need to worry most about. It's not like them swinging at you or whatever. It's if they sink their teeth into you somehow, then you're fucked.
So then I think you're saying matters. Headshot.
Yeah. Basically, I'm backing you up, John. If there's 10, you're done. I haven't seen this, but isn't The Last of Us about a fungal pathogen?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, like, you could be breathing the spores. You're fucked anyway if you're in the same room with one of these things.
Well, that's probably right. But
I haven't seen it, and now you just ruined it for me. So.
Oh, you learned that within the first 10 minutes of the show.
I guess I don't need to watch the first 10 minutes anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, so start it at 11 minutes in or 10:01 or something, and you'll be good. they don't look at it in quite that way. I think there has to be some direct contact, but you're right. I think that
would be a pretty quick show if everyone just died from breathing spores.
Right, right.
This what show about, is 15 minutes long.
Like everyone's if you were dead. Worried about transmission, then you wouldn't ever want to attack. You'd always just want to run away. You want to run away.
Run away fast as you can. Run away, right now, let's just run away.
What about expandable spray foam to the mouth?
Oh, like that Raid stuff to get rid of wasps.
Yeah, then they can't bite you. Then you're good.
Does that harden?
I think it does. Well, but I mean, it doesn't harden in just like 2 seconds, but I think it might make it harder for it to like fill its mouth and face a little bit with gummy stuff.
But then you got to put your hands right near their mouth.
No.
You got to get up real early in the morning before the zombies are really properly awake. You got to spray them in their nest.
Well, that's right.
Everything's great.
As far as I know, they don't really sleep. Like the I Am Legend ones, I guess, kind of did, but they weren't real zombies in that one.
Well, I haven't seen that, and now you've ruined that for me.
Well, no, I haven't actually.
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Is it all in the first 10 minutes? What you're telling me?
Well, no, I don't think I ruined it, but I can't tell you why I didn't ruin it because that would ruin it.
Oh,
if he told you how many minutes you need to watch, it would totally ruin it.
I really like the idea of spraying that hardening stuff into their mouths. That would solve everything.
And waiting a few hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts working pretty immediately.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's probably a few minutes. But
you would, as long as it shoots far. So like like I'm thinking like a can of off or something, if it's that.
Or silly string.
Well, then, yeah, silly string would be funny. The wasp killer stuff. I mean, I don't know that it would have any effect on the zombies because it's meant to kill, not just fill it with foam. But that stuff actually does shoot like a quite a distance, because I had to deal with that. And they have ones where it's like you shoot this from like 5 meters away from the, because you don't want to be near the nest, I guess, when you hit it with a bunch of poison spray.
But you, Warren, you said that a gun is not a long-term weapon because it needs ammo, but a can of foam is good?
Yeah.
Well, you can buy those by case.
I mean, hundreds of cans of foam.
Well, you would probably, like, zombie apocalypse, the first thing you do is set up a manufacturing facility of silly string that hardens.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Or maybe
I overlooked that part.
Or maybe you just go to a place that has like tons of bullets, and you know,
or you
create a manufacturing plant. or you crank up an ammunition manufacturing plant or whatever.
In The Walking Dead, they set up a bullet manufacturing.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry, I ruined that now too.
Yeah, good one.
But you've saved me from a lot of seasons of watching.
So instead of setting up a manufacturing facility, you just got to convince all the zombies to turn around and present you their Achilles tendons.
Well, right. You can do that. You need just a noise or something.
Right.
In the first
Maybe
10
there's
minutes.
Something they really like to look at. You could.
No. Here's the thing. Do you guys all know what a swather is? Of course you do.
Yeah,
dumb question.
Of course. Yeah.
So if you chase them with a swather, they will run away. And the swather is cutting low down, and they're presenting their Achilles as they run away. Boom, 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 snip, snip, snip.
Why are they running away, though?
From the swather. They don't know what it is.
They would go towards it, I think.
No.
I'm coming around to the slow-moving farm instrument approach. I think that would be very entertaining.
You need a quiet one, though.
I mean...
Why does the loud one need to run away?
Maybe horse pulled. I think they're generally attracted to noise. So they hear something, they're going to go towards the noise. Even if it puts them in danger, they don't have the idea of being afraid of something.
But I feel like the swather is just going to like decimate them, isn't it?
Well, it's taking out whatever's at ankle height.
You could easily bail them after.
That's right. There are lots of advantages to the swather. I like the best option seems to be piece of large farm equipment.
Quiet.
No, no, I don't think it needs to be quiet.
You could feed your horses on zombie bales throughout the winter.
Right. If you have the swather and the noise actually attracts some of them, as long as it's not an overwhelming number of them, you can probably take out a whole bunch of them at once. Just go out and do a little swathing for a while.
Yeah, I'm still worried about the sound.
Well, no, but I think... Oh, you think it would attract an overwhelming number of them?
Yeah, and you get a whole herd, like thousands, and then you're done. Then you can't. There's nothing for you.
Yeah, well, your Achilles thing isn't really working anymore.
Yeah. But in zombie world, it's quiet, right? So any sound from even far away, they'd start going to it.
Even the sound of Achilles being mashed with
machetes? Yeah, there'd be zombies going, ow, ow, my Achilles, and that would attract all the other zombies.
Well, no, because that's way quieter than a tractor.
But what about when the other zombies start screaming the alarm?
Oh, you got a self-propelled? I was thinking you're pulling it with a tractor.
Oh, so I was thinking it was self-propelled.
Okay, that's better, because that's in front. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, well, I was shocked that you were talking about having a horse-drawn one. The horse is going to get fucking killed immediately. But...
Well, yeah, I guess you need a horse push.
Yeah, exactly.
Horses need to push it. They're not great with pushing, are they?
People don't hook them up to things that way. But
any other animals that would be better for pushing?
Well, I think the self-propelled one makes the most sense, but if you want to get animals involved, I suppose you could consider that.
I just want to cut down on the noise. Maybe a bear is good at pushing.
And being quiet?
An ox. I think an ox would be good.
To push?
Yeah. It's got broad shoulders.
It's not carrying it. Yeah, maybe.
Well, what's maybe your suggestion?
Maybe a horse. I don't know. I don't know.
I think a bear is problematic for more than one reason.
Not if you break its jaw off or fill it with foam.
I think then you pretty soon have a dead bear, but or you know, it can still maul you.
So you need a zombie bear.
Oh, I don't think that's good.
That's the end of the show.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. To hear more, check out our website, limitedappeal.net, or on iTunes and MySpace.
And email us at maskedman@limitedappeal.net.
In case you were expecting something, this is what you get.
Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
That was an interesting segment. Got some lively discussion. Yeah. Quite a few spoilers, it turns out.
Yeah.